Okay, we're doing the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, going to Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So the Gemara in the middle of the Amud, like four lines from the top, the Gemara says, three lines from the top, Titania. Tzitz ben sheyeshnei al metzchoi. We did this Gemara, but we're going to chazer it over. Ben sheyeshnei al metzchoi is Meratz Divrei Shimon. Reb Yehuda Omer, Oideyu al metzchoi meratze, ein oideyu al metzchoi, ein oideyu meratze. So there's a halacha, we have this halacha of tzitz meratze, that it's meratze on kravim, that means things that have to be mukriv and they became tomei. So the halacha is, ben sheyesh al metzchoi, ben sheyesh al metzchoi, that's Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda Omer, boideyu al metzchoi meratze, ein oideyu al metzchoi, ein oideyu meratze. It's interesting, when do we find when do we find Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda? We always find Reb Shimon Yehuda. Davar Sheinu Mischavin, Reb Shimon Omer Chai is Davar Sheinu Mischavin is Potter. Reb Yehuda holds Davar Sheinu Mischavin is Chayiv. Malach Hashem Tzrich Lagufa, Reb Yehuda holds is Chayiv. Reb Shimon holds is Potter. And there's a lot of Sfarim written that Reb Shimon is always tied to the machshava of the person. It's not the act, it's the machshava. Reb Yehuda holds that it's the act. The machshava is not the main player. Correct? So that they always come in. That is very good. Reb Shimon holds, who's Reb Shimon Bayachoy, he holds that boy deyo afilo ein al metzchay. You could be makasha yourself with the tzitz, even if it's not on you. Mashenka Reb Yehuda holds, it's the act of doing the maisa with the tzitz that he's wearing it is meratza. That may make like some sort of rationale to this machlekes. So the Gemara, in Avia Mitzchah, in the meratza, fregt Reb Shimon, koyin gadol b'yayim ha-kippurim yoychiach. That even if the tzitz, because a koyin gadol on Yom Kippur, it's always on Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he goes to the Kodesh Kedoshim, wears the big day lovan, and the big day lovan he's not wearing the tzitz, because when he goes into Kodesh Kedoshim, the Torah says Ksoin is bat Kodesh Yilbashim Ichnasei Vad Yel Psoi Uvavnei Bad Yachum Zeus Bad Yitznoi. He only has these four Vagodim, Ksoin is Mechnasayim Itznefes Avnei. And those are the big nail oven, and he didn't have the tzitz on that time. So the Gemara, so the Reb Shimon, how it arise? Ain't no day al metzchay. Can go be a mekay purim yoychiyah. She ain't no day al metzchay. Umeratze. Now, how do you know that the kohen? What's the echruch? The Gemara leaves out the echruch. Where do we see that on Yom Kippur? That it's right. So Rashi in Masechtas Pesachim Davayin Zayin Amud Aleph has to try to prove it from different things. And there's in Masechtas Sanhedrin, there's a whole big tumult. Where do we know that there would be right? It's not so pashut, but the Gemara accepts it that on Yom Kippur there would be. Tzitz meratze, Omar loy. So Reb Yehuda said back, Omar loy Reb Yehuda, back to Reb Shimon. Hanach lekoyin gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, that the tzitz is meratze, shetum ohutra loy b'tzibur. So therefore, the koyin gadol is not loy v'z the tzitz, and all the karbonis that are happening then, all the karbonis of Yom Kippur, our karbonis tzibur, besides the parvachatus of the Kohen Gadol. So when he's married, then he was with the Shemayna Begadim. But Mashenkin, while he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim without it, everything is karbonis tzibur. So you don't have to come on to the din of tzitz meratze. Michlal. So we see from over here, the Reb Shimon, that was Moichiach from Kohen Gadol. So Reb Shimon Vidaltin, Tuma Tchuya B'tzibur. So the Gemara wants to prove in a backwards way, so Tuma is Tchuya B'tzibur. And therefore, That's why he proves that you do need the tzitz meratz, even on a carbon sibur, in order to take it up to a level of tuma hutra bitzibur. That we would have to understand. What would be the connection of Reb Shimon with tuma tchuya bitzibur? Let's just read it. Yeah. So, there's a very good question. Shema de Ametzre. Yeah. I don't know which tumor we're talking about. We're going to have to see the Tosfos in a second. But it's interesting. I'm not sure. There's a Gishmak Kasha from the Sefer Dvar Avram. And he has a kasha. There was always another standard kohen, and it's a hard sugya, but we'll see it on the Vayim Beis and Beis. There was a kohen gadol, and there was the kohen mishuach milchama. There was a secondary parallel kohen gadol, which was there to have kohen mishuach milchama. So, freik the Dvar Avram, maybe when the kohen gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was another Kohen Gadol, and he was wearing the tzitz. So let the tzitz have a place on him. And then Memela, there would be such a din, right? So someone told, most probably it's a din on the Kohen Gadol, ha'oivid. The tzitz is meratz, according to the mandama, that has to be oidei al metzchai, is a svara, it's an avoida, of the tzitz miratza. So let's take a look at Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Michlal. Michlal, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Reb Shimon holds the bottom Tosfos, so that therefore Truma is Truya B'tzibur. Zok Tosfos. So you can't say, so what is it? Michlal, the Reb Shimon, Sama Truma Truya B'tzibur. Lo Yodana Ma Raya Maisi Reb Shimon. Back. What was the raya for Reb Shimon on Yom Kippur? That afilu kishein al metzchay de meratz. Dilma lo ilam einay al metzchay ein meratz. Ay vi Yom Kippur ainu taima. They given the efshel liyis al metzchay v'leretzuye, because it's big day lovon. So therefore tachye tuma, given the carbon sibuhu the osa bituma, and let it be tuma tchuyu b'tzibu. Midi de'avi atumas gavra to loy meratzei tzitz Allah, and it'll be tuma tchuy b'tzibu. The Alta says, Tachi tuma, yesh loyma, Tachi kam Reb Shimon, koin gor b'kim b'chir, di nitma akorben b'yodoy, afilu im yeshom acheres tohira, ein oim loy avo acheres tachteo. So he's just fleshing out the Gemara. That's the Gemara's kasha you could have taken. Fal kocha hainu mishum da'afilu ein oy de'al metzchay, Miratze, ukiven de katarti, ritzui tzitz, and carbon sibur, loy maasi acheres betahara. Di ein oide al metzchay, ein oi miratze, lei malei habo acheres, tachteho, kiven de lutum utchuyi. Tois being mefarish to Gemara. You hear the Taisvis? Tois being mefarish. So tois being toima, vama leel, kabi hoya makrev minchas porim, and it was nitme biyodoi, and then we say, just do it further. But my Ari loved the chag that it was a carbon sibur. I'm a man doma tchuyi tchuyi. I'm loving acheres tachta afilu b'carbon sibur gomor. So what? Even if there's two ritzui tzitz for carbon sibur, ain't so. Yishloim dahu tanal el sovak Reb Yehuda. Emei noy de al metzchay. Inami benish brat tzitz or elib de kul alma. So Tosfos is saying. So I saw somebody ask the kasha on Tosfos. But what do you mean? L'chayr, it's always a bidi eved on this situation. Here, let me see the kasha. The kasha is. Where am I up to here? I'm at base. So what is the raya? Zuk Tosfos. Af poloy tzitz. K'moy tumas gavri. Del tzitz. Tzilei Tosfos. Kom ramim reit chuy bidi eved. Af poloy tzitz. That's it. It becomes lechatchila. When was the korban nitma? La'achar shechita. Then he was wearing the tzitz. Al korchach, let's make the cheshbon. He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now we want to say, while he's doing his avoid in Kodesh HaKadoshim, something became tameh. What he shechted before outside, he was wearing the Shemayna Begadim. So he did have the tzitz. Al korchach, when did it become tameh? Afterwards. Afterwards, while he was in there. Afterwards, it's already after the shechita. My shaykh lovi acher zachar shechita. Harei kidiyevet v'loi madrinon.
The buser has to go on the
mizbeach. Yeah. Okay, that's he's asking a kasha. Kveg asks a kasha. So it's always a matzav of bidiyevet. Tosis is telling us what the cheshbon is, and right. We love it. Mizor. Okay. So the Gemara Amale Reb Yehuda. So what does the Gemara say? Hanach lekoyin gadol b'yomaki purim she'etum ohutzuloi b'tzibo. And for the Gemara, therefore, right? Yeah. It's a very complicated Gemara because it's not clear when it is, but that's the raya from Reb Shimon. So the Gemara, now an interesting Gemara. Omar Abaye. What happens, now we're saying there's a machloik is Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda, if the tzitz is meratz and when it's meratz. Omar Abaye, benishper atzitz, tekul alma loy pligi, deloy meratz. Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Even Reb Shimon who holds that if it's not on the koyin, it's meratza, ki pligi de toli besichsa, you hung it on a hook. Reb Yehuda savar, it has to be on the koyin. Mashen ken Reb Shimon holds, it doesn't have to be on the koyin. Reb Yehuda savar, it has to be on the koyin. Ho yal metzach v'nosa. The posik is like this. V'ho yal metzach aroin, on the forehead of Aaron, v'nosa Aaron es avoin hakodeshim, and somehow he'll with that he carries whatever the failing of the kodeshim is. So l'chayrish neitin pasik v'hoyal metzach Aaron. Sounds like who? Reb Yehuda. For Reb Shimon savar, it says in the pasik v'hoyal metzach Aaron. Right. And then what's the next pasik? Let's look up the next pasuk. There's two psukim about it. One pasuk, Perik Chof Ches, pasuk Lamed Ches. Perik Chof Ches, pasuk over there about the big day kahuna. Perik Chof Ches, pasuk Lamed Ches. So when the Torah tells us, Basizot sits, Vesamtois observe, Hoyal Metzacham, and Osar and Zwanakar, Hagishim and Yisrael, Lechol Matnes Kachayim, the end of the pasuk. V'hoya al mitzchay tomin l'rotzin lehem lifnei Hashem. Right. Zog to Gemara. So there's a kind of, here it says, v'hoya al mitzchay, has to be on it. But it also says in the pasuk, tomit l'rotzin lifnei Hashem. Fake Reb Shimon, my tomit. What does the word always mean? Al mitzchay. Mi mishkachis lo, that it could be on him 24/7. Miloy boy mail lebeis hakise, umiloy boy minom. He doesn't have to sleep. Elo tomid, it's always meratze. V'hoya al mitzchay aron, and then you have to teach the posik. V'hoya al mitzchay tomid leratzein. It's always. We always reckon it. We always see it as if it's on its head tomid. It's interesting that Rashi and Chumash. Rashi on the posik tomit, e ef shalom shiamitzoy tomit shein olav elo b'shas avoida. Elo tomit l'ratzis lehem afilein al mitzchay shleikol. That's Rashi quotes, but Rashi a little bit carves out the Gemara. The Gemara says it's impossible to be on him because he has to sleep and he has to go to the bathroom. Rashi and Chumash says because it's only b'shas avoida. I don't know.
What Rashi adds,
he says, "E ef shaloi mershiyei al mitzchay tomid, sharei ena olav ella b'shas ha'avoida Elo Tomid means like what it says in the Gemara. Rashi says a little different than what the Gemara says. Okay, but so the Gemara,
the Chayyim says the scholar on Rashi. It says it doesn't have to be
Slav Davka B'Shas Avodah. Okay. Right, so there was such a din. So there's a gewaldige kasha that the Achroinim ask. Some of the Maritz Chayis, the Sameach, the Psalmim Roish, okay. And the Gemara Sanhedrin by a Melech, he says he doesn't go in with the Sefer Torah Lebeis Akise. V'hoi si'i moi v'kora boi kol yemei chayov. Imoi? Only rak b'mokim shu roi l'kriya. And b'sakiz enoim, they shu osu l'har shom b'divitar. So mishom ha'limud me'aposik in yoidim she'amelch nichnas doesn't go into the Sefer Torah, into those places. Vim b'em koing dodol sh'enoim ne'amar shu'lo yechnas minayin lona, how do we know, right? So it's a very almost chassidish or sameach. He asked the kasha. It says by, leave aside their kasha. The Sfasem is a so wonderful kasha. Sleeping in your tefillin, ashinas kfa is osir, ashinas arai is mutar. Even ashinas kfa, the Gemara in Sukkah is mashm, it's only midrabanan, it's osir. But emes, you could sleep in your tefillin, which we're going to see in a minute, what it means, why you're able to sleep in your tefillin. Midrabanan, they said, Shema Yafiach, Shema this, you're not allowed to sleep in this. So what's the Raya of the Gemara? What's the Raya of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say here that the Kohen Gadol can't sleep in his tefillin? The Gemara accepts it with a given that you can't sleep in your tefillin. Right? What's the problem? I mean, not in your tefillin. With the tzitz. What's the Raya? Zoktar Sameach. Because here state in Posik, V'hoya al metzchoy tomid, L'rotzoin lohem lifnei Hashem. While on the tzad that it has to be on the koyin, it's the pshat is the koyin is poiling. It's working. It's in a working mode. L'rotzoin lifnei Hashem. When he's sleeping, he can't tuoif the l'rotzoin lifnei Hashem. So therefore, since he can't tuoif the l'rotzoin lifnei Hashem, so therefore, that's what it is. Not that it's a problem of an iser. The Gemara's kash is me by mainem. He doesn't have to sleep. If he has to sleep, it's a chasarin. Yeah. So I wanted to say maybe one step further. Maybe there's a big chakira. Could you? Are you mechuyev in mitzvahs while you sleep? Are you potem in our mitzvahs? So I once brought a riot that Evan Ezra says. On the pasuk b'shach b'cha uvekumecha, so he says b'shach b'cha uvekumecha when you go to sleep and when you get up, because it can't mean while you're sleeping because you can't do it while you're sleeping. So there's a question: what he means? You can't do it while you're sleeping. Maybe you could do it. I don't know. Prepare yourself before, and in your sleep you'll dream it. Now the pshat is it's a ptur. When you're sleeping, you're potter. So you can't have a chiyuv mitzvah, be makayim, but there is chiyuv. So maybe when a person's sleeping, that would be another test. But Beis Akise, maybe you would come on, right? So therefore, when he goes into the Beis Akise, you're saying, Levejatsis, or Yogal HaKohen Levej, right? Right, so therefore, that would be the Rai. So therefore, V'hoyal Metzchei Tomid, so, emphat the Gemara, that it's called Tomid. Elovadai, Tomid. Ulreb Yehuda Nami, Hoksiv, Tomid. And you're telling me, how does he do the Pasuk? That means, Reb Shimon, he's learning it, V'hoyal Metzchai. So, what's the Tomid? So, Gemara, who Tomid, Shelo Yasiach Daitoi, Mimenu. So any time when it's on, it has to be on completely. So it has to be shaloyasiach daitoy mimenu. So that's the tomid. Tomid, when it's on, he has to be thinking about. Kol zman that he's loivish, it should be yosim aliboy, and that's tomid.
While he's wearing it, when he's not wearing it?
While he's wearing it.
Why not when he's not wearing it?
When he's not wearing it, he doesn't have to. Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't help when he's not wearing it. We're going to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, what's my raya that you can't be masiach das mimenu? So the Gemara, ukidarabba bar Rav Huna, the Amar Rabba Rav Huna, chayiv adam lemashmet betfilov bechol shah. Now it doesn't mean to be mamashmish. It means not to be masiach das. So the Gemara, kidei bechol shah vishah. That he shouldn't be masiach das. And that's what you learn on it. So therefore, the very now let's just learn one more line of the Gemara. Kal v'chaymer, chayv odomash, kal v'chaymer b'tzitz. U'matzitz, she'em bo yelas karachas, omre toyo metzchei tomit, sh'li yisir daiti menu. Tvilin sh'yesh ben askoras harbe alachas kama v'kama. Shouldn't it be that way? Right? Azu shteit ni Gemara. So therefore, that in b'shar shu'un iskav tefillin, you're going to end up missing it. So meila, that's a raya. That's the word in the Talmud, right? Er the Gemara. So we spoke out last time that what is this din of hesachadas b'tefillin? Then therefore we'll understand what's the yisoid by hesachadas by tzitz. So some Rishonim learn, Hesach Adas means when you're wearing tefillin, you have to think about the tefillin the whole time. Others ask a shayla, the Rabbeinu Yena, in Brochus Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. It's not called Hesach Adas unless you do a negative, Kalus Roish Uschoik. But if you're standing and you're not doing anything bad, and you're working, even though Yosef B'Malachtoi, your Nas is not on the tefillin, that's not called Hesach Adas. So therefore, so what Rabbi Bar Avuna says, Tzorch L'mashmish V'tilin, that you shouldn't do Schoik Kalas Roish. Even if he's not Mashmish V'tilin, hey, it's no Rai, he's going to come to Schoik Kalas Roish. But still, you have to be Mashmish V'tilin. That's going to be the din. According, so there's two different ways how to learn what this Schoik, what this not Hesach Hadas. And the same din would be. Now, really, this is a little kasha what I just said for a Meir Simcha. Because lechayre, it's like an avoida by the tzitz. By the tzitz, it's not only a schoik of kalas roish. In order that the tzitz should work, you need to be consciously working the tzitz. You can't say that by tefillin, the tefillin are on you. But how would it be? Why would it be that then? I'm saying we said that by the tzitz, right? So therefore, it should be. Right? So therefore, there should be that in. Yeah.
You mean the halacha should be by tzitz also?
No, I'm saying by tzitz, it can't say the same halacha. Right. Tzitz is not only the kalos roish, you have to have like this avoida. We said when you're sleeping, it's not an inyan of esach hadas, but then the tzitz can't be meratza. It has to be lerotzin lifnei Hashem. Yeah. So the Shagzai is a goynish akasha. Only because of the cheshbon of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Reb Shimon holds doesn't have to be on you the whole time. Therefore, Reb Shimon holds tuma is tchuya b'tzibur. That was the cheshbon of the Gemara. Reb Yehuda holds it has to be on you the whole time, literally. Only while it's on, and not when it's on. And therefore, for the cheshbon of the Gemara, he holds tuma hutra b'tzibur. Now, if you hold like Reb Shimon, that if it's not on you, it's meratza, because he learns up that the tamid is, it can't always be on you. So mele tamid means, even if it's not on you. Yeah. Reb Yehuda holds tamid means it has to always be on you. What does he do with the pasuk of tamid? So the tamid is, even though sometimes, tamid means hesach hadas. And that's what we learn after that. We paskin tumah tchuya b'tzibah like Reb Shimon. So now it'll come out, it doesn't have to be on you. If it doesn't have to be on you, then it doesn't need as chadas. So Mimela, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? That the halacha is that we paskin. Right, so it's a shagasai's kasha, it's a kshmaki kasha. What would be the cheshbon ha-gemara? I don't know, they bring terutzim. We have to say terutzim. It's cheshbon dika terutzim. But that would be one of the kashas, yeah.
Maybe we could say like the Gemara in Brachos that sleep is shishim of 1/60th of Misa, and by a mes is chofshim mitzvahs. In other words, he's not in a state where he's makayim any mitzvahs. He's not mechuyev any mitzvahs. There's no reason.
I hear that. So what is he gaining when he's sleeping? Yeah. Now we have to tell zuch on the top tosfos. Umatzitz she'en bo yelas korachas omre teiro al metzchoy tomid. Tefillin has many askaras. Where are the many askaras? Inside the parshias. Frek Toysvis, so maybe tzitz is more chashuv than the tefillin. Why is tzitz more chashuv than tefillin? Because the tefillin, it's mechupin, they're inside. Mashen came by the tzitz, it's on the outside. Right. Right. So there's a Meiridike Teretz, it was like to say over the Svasemis here, Sartus Yuma says. If the pshat is out the chashivas of the Shem, so then there's more of a chashivas not to be mavazah the Shem Hashem from when something is begoli, when something's mechupa. Here we're not talking about the Shem Hashem. Which thing is more chashuv that you shouldn't right? I'm sorry, I don't know if it's the Semes, it's the Pri Yitzchak. Because Hesech Hadas is not else the Bizui Hashem. Which mitzvah needs more concentration? So a mitzvah that has four Shemus is more concentration. If it's an Issa going into a dirty place, so if it's Megula, is more Chomer than Mechusa. Here we're not talking about the Bizui of the Shem. We're talking about which mitzvah requires more Das. So if there's four Shemus in the Chefetz of the mitzvah, it requires more not Hesech Hadas than the other. So that would answer, right? So therefore, right?
But that knocks off the Kavachar,
right? So it's interesting, if you look in the Chinuch mitzvah, Tov Chof Aleph, the Chinuch says, Tvilin is laharbis shoimrim lishmar mei hayetzer. If you say to L'shem Yichud, and it's in Shulchan Aruch, the reason you wear tefillin is to control yourself, to put yourself in order, to focus. Zok techinuch, uveheyois mi yisoira tefillin, mashe zochaunu, because of that, nitztavinu aleihem laval hesech hadas mehem dateinu. Whole other reason. Since tefillin is, so it's not like our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to be mashma that the yisoid is the haskaras needed. Mashen came over there, so it could be like al derech the pri yitzchok, that would be the teretz, because since the haskaras is when a person's makasha himself with the shem Hashem, so then it's it makes a shmira. Yeah. If it has to be a shmira, So there's more Shem Hashem, so you have more Shmira. That happens to have been a very big machloikis, Rav Hutner, Meir Yeshiva, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe. His letters printed back and forth when the Lubavitcher Rebbe came out with the Miftzah Tefillin. So Rav Hutner held he's a very good thing, but if someone has no idea what's the Tefillin, and it's Lishmoyer, and it's Kabbalah so Malchus Shomayim, then it's not putting on tefillin. It's more than Hesach Hadas. That's the essence of the mitzvah. So therefore, right? Yeah. So Mela, what we said before about sleeping is a very interesting thing. It says you can't sleep in the tzitz. So I said that the reason you can't, I wasn't sure. But it says now the Gemara says, Akal v'choymer, tefillin from tzitz. Gendi, frek the Tosfos Yerushalmi right here, b'divrei ha'maskil. Tosfos Yerushalmi here on Amud Aleph. Amor, it's good for a bar mitzvah pshatl. Tefillin sheyesh b'yom kippur. V'yom toymar, the top Tosfos Yerushalmi on the Ches Amud Aleph. Lomo li taymer de lo yoshan bohem. Shema yafiach bohem. That you might not be shomer your guf while you're sleeping. And that's in Shabbos paper met toymim. Teper klei mishum esach hadas. Just like the tzitz. V'yesh loyma da'aynu nami tama da'asach hadas. Tohoche. The whole, not Shina in the tzitz, was also Shema Yafiach Bahem. I mean, that's off the charts. The Gemara wanted to say it in a Daraisitic Apostic. It can't be Shema Yafiach Bahem. That's what I asked before. What's the pshat in the Tosfos Yerushalmi? Inami, Oimer Abelchonon, Inami, Oimer Abelchonon, the Tama Da'asich Hadas Loishayach Elekishahu Nior.
Right.
That what?
That Hesach Hadas is only when you're awake.
What do I mean?
Well, because when you're sleeping, there's your potter. It's like a pator.
Right. No, that stems according to Rabbeinu Yehuda.
Right.
You can't be doing Schaiku Kalas Reish while you're sleeping.
Right.
So that sounds like that teretz, that goes according, and therefore would be that din. Okay. Okay, zog the Gemara. That's the Gemara, Gshmaki Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Ule Rab Shimon, the Omar, Tomid, that it's Miratza. Rab Shimon learns Tomid, it always has this power of Ritzoy. V'hoksiv, v'hoyal metzchoy v'noso. It sounds v'noso. He's doing it, he's carrying it. That it has to be al hametza. No, that's what it tells us that the koyin is chayiv laniach as atzitz al metzchay. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, doesn't it say al metzchay? I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara means. For Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara's really asking on Reb Shimon. So the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Ami, Tepikle, Al Metzchai, Enechan Ami, Elo, Al Metzchai, Venoso, Mai Ovidle, Amaloch, Haroi, Haroi, Le Metzach, Meratz, Enechoi, Le Metzach, Enechoi, Meratz, Lafuke, Nishmeratz, it's Deloi, Meratz. So then it's not Roy. Obviously. I don't understand the kasha of Yehuda. It has to be on him. If it's broken, then it doesn't work. If it's broken, it doesn't work. What's the pshat of Yehuda? I don't know. So the Gemara, metzach mitzcha lo mashmalei. So therefore, there would be that the. Okay, as we state in the Gemara, okay, I wanted to get to the further in the Gemara. It's a very interesting Gemara now. How many times they would have to be Zoyrig de Dam, the Hazoe of the Parah Aduma on the person. And the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will go through this Gemara of the Hazoe. It's a very important Gemara. I just have to go through it. It's a little bit...